Welcome back. You got the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. Oh, another week. We are talking with my dear friend and your new friend, Nick Trogg. He is the Black Caucus Chair for the Wisconsin Democrats. We're talking about how to really turn out young people, how to get people of color. And I didn't realize, and what's interesting too is that like all the news stories that you hear is young people are switching and people of color are switching and black men are going to, but then, you know, that doesn't, it's still 80% of African Americans in Wisconsin, you said, turned out for Wisconsin Democrats.
That's
a pretty good number. I mean, you know?
Yeah. You know, it's one of the things that's one of the most, you know, loyal voting bases of the Democratic Party. And that's not discrediting, like, you know, the overall result. No. I think that folks really rely on black folks to across the board to do 90% or more. But I think I like to point that out because I think that there's a lot of black Wisconsinites and black Americans in this fight with us, and they haven't given up at all. And in fact, we are fighting more. And I think that I want to say that as like insurances, but more importantly, just from my caucus, we're here in like solidarity, and like we're all fighting for the same issues. And politics aside, I think that when you hear these stories of what you're talking about of like, oh, young voters are going one way or right. another way, I think we lose the issues that people really care about. And that is, as a young person, I don't have the same, I'm not getting like the same world that my parents' generation or their parents' generation got in terms of being able to live their American dream, in terms of like how much money they were able to take home after taxes, what prices right. were at that time. And it's frustrating. And I think when you have that environment that is boiling over, and we can't hold those in power accountable for the system that is no longer working and they won't change it, you see there are very bad actors like we see from President Trump and the Republican Party who want to distract from the reality that's going is that the wealthy and very wealthy corporations and rich folks are identifying ways that they can get more wealth. Meanwhile, you're paying more across the board. And what Republicans want to do instead of holding them accountable is they want to point the finger and be like, you know what? The reason why you don't get the support you need is because there's this one program and it only goes to black folks or women, and therefore it is preferential treatment and you're being discriminated against. And
inner that's city people.
It's like, it's not even the case. It's like the most gaslighting thing that's happening on the right. And my caucus and, you know, and my members and like legislators I get to work with are speaking out and calling BS on it because that's what it is. And when we're talking about like how we engage with young people, I think we need to be able to talk clearly to them as equal Americans, which are who they are, and recognize they share a lot of the same issues that everyone else does. It's just they are in a different, they're experiencing it very differently than like maybe you have in your teenage years or even I have, you know.
It was, you know, I talk about this experience a lot. I mean, I knew that inequality exists in this country. I didn't know how bad it was. I mean, this is a grew up white kid in suburbia, man. And then my wife and I got married. My wife is a black woman. And we had a child, and the child, you know, was having issues in the hospital, and the doctor came in and said that the child was, our son was having issues. Oh, he's going through withdrawals. And then the doctor left. And I was like, what the hell was that? But it was, I didn't even know what that was, but it was right in front of me. And it wasn't only until like 6 months down the road where I read an article about black women being like 9 times more likely to die during childbirth. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. Like I was there and I couldn't even stop that. People have no idea what inequalities still exist today. And I don't know how to combat that.
You know, Mark,
it's hard, dude.
It is hard. It is hard. And I think what we need to like make clear to folks is the maternal health discrepancies that Black women face in this country is ridiculous. There's a huge gap in between. But I think one thing that Republicans want to do in particular, and they're doing that here in the state with a bogus constitutional amendment, is they're saying if we focus on the data and supporting efforts to make sure we're lowering those awful maternal health rates with Black women, is that somehow we are discriminating against white women or other yeah. communities and other cultures. So like my thing about inequality is this, we all experience it and there are gaps. There's like communities face it, the inequality much worse, but that doesn't mean we don't fight inequality. That does not mean we right. call it out. And someone may focus on a specific data point doesn't mean they don't care about you.
Right.
I have a saying that when we do better, we all do better. And that's what a lot of our members are saying. So when you're advocating and we're solving issues that do affect Black folks in Wisconsin right. disproportionately more, it actually benefits everyone. And I don't say this to deny the fact that some of the experiences my community is facing, other Wisconsinites are facing as well in the state. And as a caucus, we're trying to hit that home because our issues and our destiny is intertwined.
Right. Yeah, we're talking with Nick Trogg, Black Caucus Chair for Wisconsin Democrats. I want to talk about that anti-DEI constitutional amendment, if you're cool with that, on the other end of the break. Stick around. We'll be right back on The Rational Revolution here on the Civic Media Radio Network.